No food yet, but I just started.
Shortly before 10 on Saturday morning, Postman Bob Hawk and his 19-year-old son Trevor set out for the day.
Remember like we did the other year?
Bob's been a letter carrier in Waynesboro for 33 years. This is the 25th year in a row that he'll help lead one of the largest single-day food drives in the nation. It's called Stamp Out Hunger.
Well, the food drive is the opportunity for people to put, instead of driving to the food bank, they can just put it out in front of their house and we'll pick up the food. And so it's kind of an easy way to do it for it. So, and we, you know, people need the food. We got to try to do what we can to help. So
every year, the National Association of Letter Carriers holds this drive. Locally, they partner with the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank, which feeds 114,000 of the poorest people across 25 counties and 8 cities in Virginia. Last year, Stamp Out Hunger provided 317,000 pounds of food, or 264,000 meals. Michael McKee is the CEO of the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank.
It's all about the timing. This is coming in May. We really need to stock the shelves because the summer months, we really see a spike in demand. Think about it when you've got kids at home and they've been getting free and reduced lunch and breakfast at school. They're now home. If you've got teenagers, they're eating a whole lot of food. Families who are already struggling are hard-pressed to put food on the table in the summer months. So this allows us to really put food on the shelves in our warehouse and then get that right back out again to people who need it.
Earlier in the week, every mailbox got an empty plastic bag with instructions to fill it with non-perishable foods. And sure enough, Bob and Trevor were only a couple houses into their lengthy route when they saw their first blue grocery bag sitting on a woman's front porch. She poked her head out her front door.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was like this for most of the route. Drop off the mail, pick up some bags, bring them back to the truck, drive to the next loop. And you'd never know it if he didn't tell you. Bob's 61, and he's been working with a broken toe.
It's crazy. He's like 60 years old. I don't know how he still does it. He's a maniac.
And so Trevor, his son, who just finished his first year at Blue Ridge Community College, came along.
I haven't done it in like several years, but I'm doing it this year because he's hurt. I thought I'd help him out. I did it a lot when I was a little kid. I did it every year when I was like, before I was like 14. But then I started working and all that.
All right, Trevor, we're going to put this in the back.
All right.
All over central and western Virginia, all over the country, letter carriers hauled food back to the post office. Truck by truck, thousands of pounds came in. A half dozen volunteers worked the loading dock out back, sorting the food into bins and loading them onto a giant truck headed to the food bank's warehouse. Odessa Phipps homeschools her 3 young children and thought, wouldn't this be a great lesson?
I think it's great to give back to the community and also to show kids to kind of get out of their comfort zone and go out and serve people. And I think it also teaches them to love other people and see the needs that other people have.
The need is real. In Waynesboro last year, they brought in 19,000 pounds of food, a 7,000-pound increase from the year before. This year, they're trying to beat it. McKee says that 40% of the 114,000 people that the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank serves are under the age of 18. And the rest, McKee says, they're the invisible poor.
Yeah, people you really wouldn't expect to see. So more and more of the folks we're serving are working families. These are folks who lost good jobs in the recession and are scrambling, cobbling together maybe 1 or 2 part-time jobs. They're working shifts. Their schedules aren't necessarily predictable, so they don't have a chance to even get a second job oftentimes, working without benefits. 6 in 10 of the households we serve fall into that category.
Back out with Bob Hawk. Around midday, he sends his son Trevor home to walk their dog. They've delivered mail and picked up food from more than 100 homes so far. But this next loop is going to be different, Bob says. He doesn't think he'll need Trevor's help.
Well, I figured this would be a good loop for me to do myself because there's a lot of people who live on this loop who go to the food bank to get food. So there won't be too much put out on it.
And he's right. Out of the more than 50 residences, we only pick up 2 bags. And that's the nature of poverty. It lives right next to affluence. But postal carriers, they serve them both. 1 bag, 1 parcel, 1 can at a time. For WMRA News, I'm Jordy Yeager.